The Denali Rescue Helicopter was busy last night taking care of patients high on Mount McKinley in three separate incidents. One climbing patrol had to deal with several mountaineers suffering from severe high-altitude sickness. Tucker Chenoweth and four other patrol volunteers were descending from the summit of Denali when they encountered a solo climber suffering from altitude issues. A 27-year-old Serbian climber staggered in front of them and collapsed. After doing an exam, the five rescuers decided that there wasn't any way the climber could descend without further help. The rescue helicopter was able to fly up to 19,300 feet and safely get him lower on the mountain. Park spokeswoman Maureen McLaughlin says then the patrol members encountered another climber.
While that was all transpiring, another solo traveler was moving down the mountain who was also having altitude-related problems, and then came upon Tucker and his group, and similarly also was compromised, you know, was suffering from altitude and collapsed in front of them.
The rescue helicopter returned and short-hauled the second patient to the 14,000-foot camp. Chenoweth and his volunteers continued their descent, only to come across yet another climber.
He was, you know, semi-conscious and also couldn't come down on his own. So the third rescue took place, and it all fell through smoothly. Everyone, you know, got descended down, and all three are doing fine today.
The Serbian climber refused treatment after feeling much better at lower elevation. The other two were transported to an aerial hospital via LifeMed air ambulance. McLaughlin says the Ranger Patrol finally made it safely to the high camp at 17,000 feet without further incident and have the day off today.